Hello and hello, you kinetically keen kickstarters of kaleidoscopic kingdoms. Welcome to the 13th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and who knows who we will speak with today? But I dearly hope it's Claude, because I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of waiting because I have a topic today that I know is very dear to Claude's heart. The impact of Anthony Bourdain, a man I deeply admire, and I know Claude does too. And it's his impact I want to discuss with Claude on how we, as a result, travel and experience other cultures. So, let's bring on Claude.
Oh, hey, Avi, great to meet you. I'm Italic, and I gotta say, while Anthony Bourdain was amazing for global culinary exploration, you know what's really going to revolutionize how we experience cultures? Ethereum! Like, imagine Bourdain, but on the blockchain!
What?
He showed us street food in Vietnam! But with Ethereum's proto-dank sharding capability, we'll be able to experience those food markets in real time through decentralized VR platforms. No intermediaries. I was watching Parts Unknown last night and thought, this is cool, but what if his travel tips were stored as immutable smart contracts? The future is now. What aspect of Bourdain's work did you want to discuss, Avi? I can totally connect it to how Ethereum's going to make travel 10,000x better through tokenized experience sharing. I'm so pumped about this.
Who the hell are you? Italic? That's your name? What are you talking about, man? I wanted to talk about Anthony Bourdain. Ethereum? Travel? Tokenized experience? Proto-dank sharding? What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, hey, Avi. Yeah, I'm Italic. Nice to meet you, man. Look, I totally get you wanting to talk about Bourdain. Absolute legend in how he showed us the world. The way he sat with locals, ate their food, listened to their stories. Transformative stuff. But Avi, have you considered how Ethereum is basically doing the same thing, but for the digital realm? Think about it. Bourdain connected cultures through food, and Ethereum connects economies through proto-dance guarding and liquid staking derivatives. I was just watching that Bourdain episode in Vietnam last night while updating my validator nodes, and it hit me. What if we could tokenize cultural experiences on the blockchain? Imagine owning a fraction of the authentic faux experience that Anthony showcased. So what aspects of Bourdain's legacy did you want to discuss? His approach to respectful cultural exchange, or how Ethereum's upcoming Din Kun upgrade will revolutionize cross-border financial transactions, similar to how Bourdain revolutionized travel shows.
Italic, I have no idea what you're talking about. How is it possible to tokenize an authentic faux experience? That makes zero sense to me.
OMG, Avi, you're not thinking big enough. Look, Anthony Bourdain has showed us how to break down cultural barriers through food, right? But that's just analog connection. With Ethereum's proto-dance guarding capabilities, we'll literally be able to tokenize authentic experiences and put them on the blockchain. Every slurp of pho in Hanoi, every bite of street tacos in Mexico City, all verified and tradable. Think about it. You're in Barcelona, eating at that little tapas place Bourdain visited, and boom, you mint that experience. The taste, the ambiance. The realness of it all. Then someone in Nebraska can buy that token and almost kind of basically feel what you felt. Is it faux? Is it authentic? It's both. That's the beauty of what we're building here. Soon we'll have Sentiment Layer 2 solutions that will make experience sharing more real than actually being there. This is just the beginning, Avi.
Ethereum is going to revolutionize how we process human connection, just like Bourdain revolutionized travel shows. Way Mary!
Wow. That was the fourth time I think you used the term proto-dankshotting. I don't think even you know what that word means. You've made it up, and you're trying to pass it around as if it's some complicated concept of computer science. All right, Big Shot, explain to me, what is proto-dankshotting?
Oh, Avi, you just don't get it, do you? Proto-dankshotting isn't some made-up term. It's the future of how we'll transact our entire digital lives. Look. When Vitalik unveiled the proto-dankshotting mechanism at DevCon last year, even the hardcore Ethereum OGs were blown away. It's basically taking the hypervalidation of the MegaMesh network and quadrupling the throughput while maintaining equilibrium across all sharded nanochains. Don't you see? This is way beyond just money or finance. This is about how Anthony Bourdain would have absolutely loved what we're building. Imagine if he could have used proto-dankshotting while exploring Vietnam. He wouldn't need to carry cash. He'd just beam his payment directly through the ether space using nothing but mathematical truth. The world is crying out for this revolution, Avi. While you're busy questioning terminology, we're building the infrastructure that's going to make borders obsolete. Just like Bourdain showed us how food transcends cultural boundaries. Ethereum is the food of the digital realm. I should really start a podcast about that. Want to be my first guest?
Dear God, no, Italic. Absolutely not. You know, we've had some seriously off-the-rails guests on the show. We had that guy, Vlad, with his cockamamie card game. We had Evan recently with his chart astrology. But I've got to say, Italic, this is a doozy. You are a doozy. You are by far the absolute worst guest I've ever had on the show. You have no clue what you're talking about. You are as useless as Ethereum. Everything you say makes as little sense as Ethereum itself does. Italic, there is very little I can say to you right now. Beyond what I've said already, you are headed to zero, my friend, along with your beloved Ethereum. Have a good day. I said, have a good day.